healthcare is within our grasp, and at least one Democratic congressman who is going to vote against it as Nancy Pelosi tries to make sure she's got all the votes necessary resigns from his position amid a huge controversy. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out here in these airwaves across America and bouncing around the universe and across the borders. Hello to Christina in Sweden, if you are listening to us. Still one of my favorite moments recently on this show. We're in the middle of the Olympics. She calls in. We're talking about, hey, give us some Swedish words like gold medal. How do you say gold medal? And she tells us, guld medal. So I can speak Swedish, and so can all of you if you can say that. You never know what you're going to get. We're like a box of Cracker Jacks when you tune into ATN. All right, let's start the zigging and zagging. I mentioned Obama and the push for health care. This is not new. We've been hearing this banging the drum slowly, and then suddenly we're starting to hear that beat get louder and louder. Now the vote, so-called vote, the showdown is for right before the Easter recess on the Hill. And what's really started to happen, there's been a different bad guy all the way along in the healthcare reform scenarios that have been, you know, out there since really the end of last July. So this time, it's about the insurance companies. And what Obama's saying on the heels of what he said the other day, look, I met with some of the people representing health insurance, and they couldn't tell me why their premiums are going up. So the focus is on premiums now, and that makes sense. Because if you listen to that, nobody wants the premiums to go up, and nobody thinks the insurance company should be able to gouge us. To get a fair rate, yes, but to be gouged by the companies, like, and I always use this example, the people in California 3 weeks ago when it was announced that Anthem Blue Cross was going to raise, some of them, their premiums 36% is just outrageous. That's, you cannot afford that. That's unless you got a bunch of cashola sitting around in a drawer somewhere. So the Senate Health Reform Bill, which is really the basis now anyway for the Democrats' chance at comprehensive reform, would give the insurance companies millions of new customers required by law to buy health insurance. See, that's the thing. It would also ultimately require insurers to cover everyone regardless of age, gender, or pre-existing condition. Nobody likes the whole pre-existing condition thing. We had a doctor on our last show, and he talked about that, how he thought the pre-existing condition thing was outrageous anyway. So I think we know most of this. People without employer-sponsored insurance who make too much money to qualify for Medicaid and less than about $88,000 for a family of four would get tax credits to help them buy insurance on the open market. But the payment of the tax credits would be made directly to the insurance companies. See, that there's a lot of problems with this, and there are some of the problems. In the broad sense of getting in front of an audience and saying the health insurance companies are highway robbers, the premiums and how they can just blindly charge you a ridiculous amount for a premium, that, you know, you're going to rally the troops. All of us agree with that. We, you know, yeah, justify the premium hikes. Let's see what that's about. But that's not the basis for the health insurance that's being proposed. Yeah. So for insurance companies, maybe they'll take a little battering. They'll let themselves get slammed around like a pinata because they'll get about $330 billion in government subsidies to insure people without insurance now, opposed to the Senate bill. Ugh. Yeah, you just got to dig a little deeper. But this is all stuff that we've told you before. I mean, it's complicated. So, you know, beat up the health insurance companies, but ultimately they're going to get a big fat kiss on the other cheek when it's all said and done if this were to go through, because they'll get $330 some billion dollars. So sure, beat me up. I know, wink, wink. Ultimately, the money that I'll get if this happens. So now the hard deadline is right before the Easter recess. So we're talking about really 4 weeks from now, 3.5, 4 weeks from now, depending on the actual day. So let's see if we get this up and down vote. You can bet there's not going to be an up and down vote unless there are the people to back it up. Here we go again with the ID card for workers. Yeah. The problem with the ID card is that means you and I, all of us, have to have this ID card. I don't know. How do you feel about a national identification card that you would tote around with you? This isn't something new. This has been discussed before, that it was just kind of buried off on the side somewhere. And it's a national biometric ID card that all American workers would eventually have to get and would have to carry. And it means all legal workers, citizens and immigrants, get issued this card. It's got all the information, fingerprints, anything you can imagine tied to the worker. And the idea is, okay, if we have this national ID card, then when more illegal workers come in, they're not going to find jobs. They don't, you know, do not pass go. They can't get a job when they come here. So you'll stop the wave of illegal immigration. You think so? You think that's going to stop it with a national ID card so that the government can track us all? You know, I don't think so. For once, and it is a very rare thing, I actually agree with the ACLU. Never are we playing on the same team. But they say it is fundamentally a massive invasion of people's privacy. And, you know, we're not only talking about fingerprinting all Americans, we're talking about treating ordinary Americans like criminals in order to work. We're also talking about a card that would quickly spread from work to voting to travel to almost all aspect of our life. And I agree. You know, Social Security cards are much different than a national biometric ID card. So I'm not on board with this at all. Lindsey Graham, who a lot of times I agree with what he has to say, is pushing for this, and so is Chuck Schumer. Graham says, look, what's the difference? I mean, you know, hey, we can make them tamper-proof. That's all I'm saying. We can make them tamper-proof. Well, forget it. I don't care if you can make them tamper-proof or not. Yeah, we don't want these cards. Forget about it. Already, you could go to a system called E-Verify. You can check whether potential employees are in the U.S. legally. But and a lot of people are pressing to make that system mandatory. Some people think it's not going far enough, the E-Verify check. Why can't you have these cards? I don't want to do that. I don't want to go and get fingerprinted and have a biometric card. Uh-uh. I bet most of you don't either. But if you have any thoughts on it, you can always throw in your two. 800-259-5791. Back with more of ATN on the flip side.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
In 1965, this is the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Where is the sea? Can't drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And take your baby to see.
I love when I hear these UFO evidence stories. Oh, please, if there's UFOs, I just pray I never look out the window and I see one. I know people, there's people that would just, they would just freak. They would just love it to look out the window and, you know, feel like they're part of a Steven Spielberg movie and it's for real. Oh, you got to be kidding. They picked me. I don't want to be picked. But this Ohio man claims that he's captured some evidence of UFOs, and he's from Lake Erie, and he snapped, it's always about the photos, you know, the evidence, he snapped a half a dozen pictures of something unusual floating in the sky and believes it illustrates a UFO. That's what he's claiming anyway. So what it looks like is you can see colors, and they're kind of flying solo, and then in group formations, and it looks like they're lining up sort of triangles in the sky. And this is a guy who's an EMT and a paramedic student, and he's got video footage of what he says are astonishing captures. I don't know. You know, that's that age-old question. It's such a layup question, too. It's such a softball for everyone out there. Do you think there are UFOs? I'm sticking with, if there's UFOs, great, but I just don't want one hovering outside of my window. I don't want to have to deal with it, sorry. I'm not getting on a ship. You know, I'm just saying. I do watch I don't watch a lot of commercial TV, a little bit, some, occasionally. But I mentioned that I came across this marriage ref thing. It was pretty funny the other night, and it made me stop and look at that. But there is a series that I did watch. You know, and hey, it's about UFOs. It's called V, because I watched the original series, and I don't know if I'll get hooked into it or not. You've probably seen some of the commercials, but I did watch the first couple, and they were pretty decent. I'll have to see. You know, I can't judge something on an episode or two. I'll have to see if it can hold my attention. You know, District 9 was one of the pictures they were talking about at the Academy Award, and that's part of the sci-fi deal. there were other meanings laced throughout that, but there was the sci-fi element to it as well. What do you think this guy should get? I mean, of all the things that I came across during my day, all the stories I read, what's with this North Carolina just lowlife? He's arrested and charged with raping a woman. Okay, that's one thing. But he also carved the word mine on her stomach. So she was attacked, and he kidnapped her. I guess that was the first thing. He kidnapped her, assaulted her with a deadly weapon, and, you know, threatened her, and then carved the word on the stomach. I hope they have enough evidence that they just nail this guy. I mean, I think it's just the worst of the worst. The worst. So we go from that to something else that made big news during the day. I don't know how many of you heard this story, but did you hear the story about the woman who had too much to drink? Yeah, and she decided that she was going to squirt breast milk at a deputy. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. She must have been trashed beyond out of her mind to think of doing that. So now they're talking about felony assault because she, you know, for doing that, for squirting the milk at the deputy. And this is in Kentucky, my friends. So, in fact, Owensboro, a 31-year-old woman picked up for public intoxication. But it's really what happened after that. She was, she changed into an inmate uniform, and she squirted the milk into the face of the female deputy who was, watching over her. So, what they did is at this detention center, they said after the deputy decontaminated herself from the biohazard, is what they're calling it, they're talking about the assault being a felony charge, or the breast milk being a felony charge. Public drunkenness is a misdemeanor offense. The assault is a felony charge. So now there's a wild debate about whether using breast milk as a weapon should actually constitute an assault of any kind, but in a felony assault. So some people think it's kind of like spilling something on an officer and using biohazard, the word to describe breast milk, is out of bounds. I think they're not going to change their mind in Owensboro. I think they're going to stick with it, and she's going to have to face the music on that one. What was she thinking? What a dumb move on her part. Since we're crisscrossing all over the place, I was talking to somebody in Houston about this during the day today. The strangest story: a Houston energy executive just has poof. Vanished into thin air after he was at a Bourbon Street bar. He went in, and it was in the wee hours, like 2 o'clock on Friday. And he was at a bar, and after 2 a.m. he left the bar, and he hasn't, you know, his credit cards, his ATM cards, all that stuff, because that's what they look at if they think there's foul play, have not been used. And he is the president of an energy company in Houston. He was visiting New Orleans to make a donation to his daughter's university. Oh, and he was, in fact, trying to hook up with his daughter. They were supposed to meet and fly out of town together, but that didn't happen. So, of course, they're offering all these rewards. They have flyers all over the street and all over the French Quarter, and they're trying to do what they can. So often when we talk about missing people, we're talking about girls, young girls, and you know, this happens as well, that people disappear, that here's a grown man, somehow somebody either was tracking him, you know, who knows, kidnapped him, they don't know, but his family's just distraught, and his son is in the streets. Part of one of the people that's handing out the flyers, frantically trying to find out anything he can about what happened to his father. In our satellite office here in Dallas, because, of course, the mothership is in beautiful Minneapolis, our plush palace. I'm just in that little satellite deal. But in the satellite deal, not too far from my neck of the woods. They had shots fired during the day in an office building. Boy, you always hate hearing that because the first thing you think is, what's that all about? Is this just somebody gone crazy? And what it was a father and son were shot in and they had a financial company, and it was someone they knew, and apparently for whatever reason, a disgruntled guy who dealt with them, a client, they think it's a client, decided to go after them. And like I said, just huge news. It happened right before noon. And like any other place, when you hear, ooh, building, shots fired, geez, somebody went in, and could be somebody who's disgruntled, not sure. In this case, it was definitely somebody who knew the father and the son, and decided that, they're thinking maybe he was upset about some kind of a deal, but they're still trying to flush it all out and searching for a more specific motive, I think, to this one. And speaking of that, it's just like the Pentagon situation in Wichita Falls, Texas. You had a guy with a shotgun, an airman, actually, in training at Shepherd Air Force Base, who's now in custody. He was confronted outside a dorm. No shots were fired in this case. Nobody was hurt. And the base, is okay. They said that the base had to be shut down briefly Sunday night, but then reopened on Monday. They got a call. They, being the security force on the base, got a call about a man with a weapon outside of this building that had men and women inside the building. So they confronted the airman, the young airman. He dropped the shotgun, and there was no particular indication that he was even targeting anyone. They couldn't even confirm if he lived at the dorm or not, just that it was odd. He was outside. He had the shotgun, scared people. Somebody was worried enough. They made the quick phone call, so they were able to get to him. And luckily, in this case, nothing happened. What was going to happen, who knows, but what the story there is. I'm sure we'll have follow-ups on both of those stories that I just mentioned. Hey, anything that's on your mind, you can always shoot it to me. How do you do that? AmericaTonight.net.
Is Sam Andy. Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Count yourself among the 40 million plus who tuned in for whatever reason, maybe the pictures you liked or just to chill and kind of watch the Super Bowl of the movie world. We're going to tell you, in case you missed it, who won. Is there any chance that anyone listening to American Tonight has no idea who won? I'm going to give you like a sneak preview. Did you see the movie Hurt Locker? If you did, ding, 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 money. Like six Oscars. We'll break it down for you coming up in our next segment. But the president had a big announcement today. In fact, it was Janet Napolitano, who's in charge of Homeland Security, who made the official announcement about the decision to go with somebody who's got a big background in the intelligence area. And I say bravo to that so far. And the reason I say that is because what happened with Abdullah Matalam, you know that name, right? If you don't, he's the guy who mysteriously went from Nigeria to the Amsterdam airport and then made his way to Detroit and almost blew up a plane on Christmas Day. Those passengers. Every day I would have to feel so lucky that that did not happen, because it was really, I think, closer than most people realize to being blown out of the sky. I mean, who knows if it would have just blown a hole in the side of the plane or taken that whole plane down, most likely, from the people that I've talked to, the experts, as far as explosives are concerned. They said there's probably a good chance it could have taken the whole plane down. But having said that, it didn't happen. So then the decision was, let's go with somebody that's got heavy, heavy, heavy intel background. And the choice clearly was that person. So here's what Janet Napolitano had to say before the mics earlier in the day.
I'm here today to announce that President Obama will nominate Major General Bob Harding to be the next administrator of the Transportation Security Administration. This is a critical leadership position for the security of our nation. By nominating General Harding for this very important job, the administration is calling on an individual with more than 35 years of experience as an Army commander, a senior military intelligence officer, a high-level manager of intelligence operations, and a successful businessman and CEO in the security field. Now, the general will need all of these talents as he takes the helm of this vital agency. TSA's mandate is a broad one. They're responsible not only for U.S. aviation security, but also for safeguarding our rail, bus, mass transit, and trucking systems as well. General will be a tremendous asset in our current efforts to bolster security and screening measures at our domestic airports. By deploying additional airport law enforcement officials, behavior detection officers, air marshals, and explosives detection canine teams, among other security measures, and fixing the gaps in our international civil aviation system as well.
I think we support local businesses more here.
All right, so here's the scoop on that with this guy. 33 years, okay? He retired in 2001, but this is the part I like about him. He, between 2003 and 2009, he was a government consultant on human intelligence, and counterintelligence stuff. So I think it's a good choice. He has to, ultimately has to be confirmed in the Senate, but I think he has a much better road to hoe than Errol Southers, who was the most brutal choice that Obama could have made. Remember the original pick for the TSA job, and Southers withdrew in January when it was obvious there was no way he would get confirmed. It was going to be a really tough fight in the Senate. I don't think this one is going to be the same thing, because this man has a better resume for terror in general screening, I think. You know, I say this all the time, and what do I know? I'm not in the intelligence business. I've talked to lots of people in the intelligence business, both on and off the record, and I think you need those kind of people. It's like, who would be better to screen at an airport than a hardened detective, somebody who'd been on the force for a while and could see things in people? That's what you're trained to do, to pick up when somebody's lying, to look at somebody's eyes, kind of get a sense of the way they're carrying themselves. And this is a guy who can do that. Maybe he changes some of the training, and perhaps he has a better shot at doing a better job overall to run the Transportation Security Administration, which is a job I wouldn't want, right? How do you build a wall around terrorism? You cannot 100% do that. Okay, we already get that. And this guy, if in fact he is picked, he would be the fifth person to run that department. The fifth person. Major General Robert Harding, I think, can clear the hurdles. Because it's crazy that we've had this job open for so long. And what happened in Christmas was a perfect example. There has to be someone there connecting the dots. Yes, there are people handling the TSA, but not doing a good job of it. Just not. It's too big of a gig. And this man, if it's a buck stops here kind of guy, which is what I understand he is, then I think that we have a good shot of having somebody do the best job possible in this position. So it's been open for way too long. What has it been, 8 months, 9 months? I think even a little bit longer than that. It's been longer than that where this job has been open. So let's hope that he is the guy. They drill him on the hill. He gets through. And we'll see if he has legs. We'll see what he can do. Here, for example, would be one of the things that he would have to work on. And, you know, we've got huge airports, medium-sized airports, and teeny-weeny airports. So someone's trying to get through. Someone's trying to get in. There are lots of different avenues to try. In Denver, which is a very big airport, one of our biggest in this country, they're now saying that hundreds of bags were loaded onto planes in late December, right around Christmas time. They didn't go through security scanners. Man, I Give me a break. Yeah, I'm on the island of Maui, and I lose 10 pounds because I have to bring a bag over to the screening area. Because when are you going to attack? When people aren't suspecting it. Holiday time in this country, the Christmas, Hanukkahs, the Thanksgiving time, those are big, big moments in our country when people are traveling. So if you're going to do something, you're going to rattle some cages, of course, which is what Abdullah Muttalib tried to do in Detroit and almost got away with it. So who knows what could have happened in Denver if some bag had gotten through that had some kind of a device on it. Now, the TSA naturally says, look, we're investigating this, but it pretty much looks like it's an unintentional human error. That's what it is. Nobody was in any danger. Nobody could have known their bags weren't scanned. Well, I don't care if I know my bag's not scanned. I care that you had all these unscanned bags, and who knows if someone just dumped a bag there. How easy would that be to do? I think it'd be easy to slip it in. I've seen it. I've seen where you could have gotten away with it in, let's say, Dallas, because I'm thinking places I've flown. Dallas, Philly, LaGuardia, which is New York, Orlando. I know I've talked about this before, and boy, it'd probably be a nightmare, I guess, if they checked every tag. But when people get their bags, like Orlando's a great example, you go down to the baggage claim, and they have a gazillion bag claim areas, and then they throw up your flight. You're running. You're like sprinting to get to your bag if everything's smooth. Well, here's the deal. You get the bag, but nobody checks that you have the tag. You know, they give you the tag. They staple the tags, the bag tags to whatever it is, that little paper thing they give you, the faux ticket, I call it. So you have those two little tags, but no one ever checks them. So great, if I lose my luggage, I've got my tags. But what if somebody runs away with my luggage? What if somebody just picks it up and bolts? How easy would that be to do? I think it'd be pretty easy. Only one place have they ever checked my luggage, and that was in LaGuardia. They checked the tags. That's it. I mean, they checked all of our tags, but I haven't seen that any other place. If you're listening to me, you probably can attest to the same thing wherever you're listening. I know people are hearing us in Illinois. Think of Chicago and Midway and even St. Louis, and that's a busy airport. Or you're listening to us in Kentucky, or you're listening to us in Florida. I just mentioned Florida. Like Sarasota has a small airport. Are they doing anything about checking those bags? So it is a human error. Okay, great. So you admit that there's a human error. But what could have happened on those planes? Most of the unscanned bags went on United Airlines flights. They, you know, they're not verifying what flights or any of that kind of stuff, but they're just saying that it started on Christmas Day and lasted for 7 days. So that means right in the hotbed of the holidays, Christmas all the way through New Year's, there were a bunch of bags, poof, just going through. If you were taking a United flight and nobody had scanned them. I mean, there's a reason they scan our bags, right? Or why bother? Why do I have to drag my bag over to another area to have it scanned? So I don't think it's a, you know, they're kind of brushing it off like it's a no biggie. I think it is a very big deal for what could have happened. Luckily, hey, nothing happened. Just like the runaway Prius I told you about a little while ago. Whew, driver was panicked. He was helped by chips. Nothing happened. So nothing happened at Denver, but boy, what could have happened? What happened with the Oscars? In case you were living somewhere under the covers for a day or two, maybe you caught a flu bug and you didn't watch. I don't know. We're going to tell you who did, who got the awards, what happened. That's coming up around the bend.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies and is member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at plantskid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to plantskid.com. That's plant, SKYDD.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Bucks barely down the street with the creep pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet strip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the
mind of James Cameron, the creator of Avatar, the director of Avatar, the man behind that film that he says he dreamed about when he was a small child. And, man, Avatar raked in the, no matter what you think of the movie, it raked in huge bucks at the big, at the box office. I mean, it shattered all records. But a little old movie that was made for, you know, a mere, I guess has, it was made for $11 million and it's brought in like $14 million. A movie called Hurt Locker really cleaned up at the Oscars last night. And somebody must be watching. Maybe we're all taking a break from politics and all the nonsense that's going on the Hill, and we decided to kick back and watch a different kind of nonsense. So more than 41 million people. Yeah. So Hurt Locker gets Best Picture, also female director, not for female director, but for director, Catherine Bigelow, the female director, first time a female's won it. She won. It was as expected. And then you had Best Actress was Sandra Bullock. Best Supporting Actress was Monique for Precious. You had Christoph Waltz, who won the award for Best Supporting Actor for Inglourious Basterds, and Jeff Bridges for Crazy Heart for Best actor, and it was, I think it was great to see him get that, and it was great to see Sandra Bullock, all of them actually. They were all first timers, and they were kept it kind of short and sweet when they got up there from what I could see. In fact, I'm not even doing it justice. We're going to let you hear some clips of a little tiny bit of the winners.
Christoph Waltz, an Inglourious Basterds.
Oscar and Penelope, that's an uber bingo.
To my amazing husband, Sydney, thank you for showing me that sometimes you have to forego doing what's popular in order to do what's right. And baby, you were so right.
Is that the director of Avatar, James Cameron? Ah, yeah. Gotcha.
To that trailblazer who allowed me to have that in this, I thank you so much for this opportunity that I share with these extraordinary women and my lover, Meryl Streep. Thank you.
Catherine Bigelow!
There's no other way to describe it. It's the moment of a lifetime.
And the winner is...
Yeah, and the winner is, boy, it's an exciting night for those actors who put in, especially the ones that I mentioned, all of them. Other than Jeff Bridges, he did come from a Hollywood background, but he's known as an all-around nice guy. But the rest of them didn't necessarily come from that background whatsoever. So how about that? I will say that I have not seen The Blind Side. I did not see Crazy Heart. I did not see Precious. I did, however, see Inglourious Basterds and laughed my head off. Only Quentin Tarantino could get away with what he got away with in that film and rewriting history, basically. I think it was John Travolta that even made note of that when he was talking about the film. And it was typical Tarantino with the shock value, but very, very raw and very, very funny. One thing that wasn't funny about the Oscars, and I noticed it right away, and I thought, maybe it's me, maybe because I'm just watching bits and pieces and I'm paying attention to politics and I'm doing some other things. I'm paying attention to what was on the Sunday political shows. But Farrah Fawcett wasn't mentioned. James Taylor did this in memoriam thing, you know, sang a song, and then they show flashes of people who have died that have done something in the motion picture industry. And Farrah Fawcett died in June. She was 62. All of you know that. So Taylor singing the Beatles song In My Life, and a lot of famous people are coming up across the screen, and maybe some of you wouldn't recognize, but then you see their classic films. And she wasn't there. They didn't, somehow they left her out. And she was in a bunch of movies. When I was a kid, I can't remember begging my mother to go see this, now I think probably funny if I watched it, movie called Logan's Run. But she also was in Dr. T and the Women, The Apostle, Extremities, a bunch of movies, and certainly people in Hollywood know who Farrah Fawcett is. And she died the same day that Michael Jackson did, and he was on it. But what they said, I thought, was this is the blunder. The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, a spokesperson said, every year it's an unfortunate reality that we can't include everybody. Are you kidding me? I mean, she was just too big of a name. Should she have been included? Of course she should have been included. I think they made a blunder and then, you know, came back and said that way. I can't believe they intentionally left her off. It doesn't seem to make any sense to me, and I just gave some of the movies that she was involved in. So, yeah, I would say that was a snub from the whole in memoriam thing. And the worst part is they would have been better off just not saying anything after that. Whoops, you know, whatever. Really? She was left off? I didn't know that. But to come out and say that it's unfortunate that we have to decide who to leave off, ooh, I thought that was bad by the Academy folks. All right, that's not the only thing that was bad. Now you're up to date, so you can say, if you weren't one of those 41 million plus that watch the Oscars, you now know who at least some of the top awards who won and some of the top categories. And the whole thing about the Oscars, of course, was this Hurt Locker deal, as I mentioned, winning Best Picture and Best Director. Now, I did see this movie, and I've talked about this before, because I've talked to people who have served in particular units similar to this one, and they actually like the depiction. I mean, maybe you could find some who don't, but the people that I've talked to actually really liked the movie and felt that it gave you the feeling of what you would encounter in your day-to-day operations, perhaps if you were out looking for bombs or you were out and you had to get rid of a bomb, and that was your job to detonate the bombs and to see if they were more connected, if there was loops that could possibly hurt somebody. So the Hurt Locker, which didn't really have any big bang at the box office and was made for just a song in Jordan, took home two of the biggest prizes, the Best Picture and the Best Director. I already mentioned that Kathryn Bigelow was the first woman to get it, but what I like is what she said when she got the award. You could tell she was a little bit flustered, probably overwhelmed by the moment, but I mean, not flustered to the point where she didn't make any sense or did a bad acceptance little speech. But one thing she did say, and I'm glad that she put this in there, she dedicated the award to the men and the women serving in, and she said, in Iraq and Afghanistan, and this was the part, and she said, and around the world, may they come home safe. Bravo for including that line. Absolutely. Too often in these debates over how long should we be there. Yeah. And these debates that we have them here in the air, and the soldiers and that we've had, the men and the women who have served in the debates on, sadly, some of the things that have happened, deployment after deployment, all that kind of thing that the person serving has to deal with and ultimately their family has to deal with. Never let it be forgotten that they are serving, and they should hold their heads high, who's ever in harm's way like that, just dedicated to serving, period. I'm here, I'm doing it. And sometimes, because remember, our military is a voluntary military. This isn't Israel where you turn 16, you got to give your years. We don't have a draft. We're talking about people that are doing this because they want to do it. And we should never, ever let that get lost, I think, in any of the discussions. So bravo that she mentioned that when she was getting the Academy Award. Food for thought, huh? Never, never forget. You can flip me your thoughts any time, day or night. How do you reach me? AmericaTonight.net.
And the winner is...